Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, coming out of your most recent council meeting, there was discussion about advocacy.
Yeah, advocacy document has been very successful over the last couple of years. We put forward a document, 20 issues on it, that we were able to pick that document up and hand it to government MPs or opposition MPs and say, these are our main issues, and it provided a short snapshot all our issues in our area. So we've just updated that document or refreshed that document in line with, obviously, federal election coming up sometime soon. But also some of those things have actually been met to some point, being the two more trains in Singleton, which we're on trial for that. So that we need to, instead of the document saying we need to do that, we need the document to say we need to ensure that the trial turns into a permanent allocation of that service. So that's the purpose of, you know, revitalising the advocacy document, to just check on those things that have been partly completed, shall I say.
All right. What's the Power Partnership Program?
It's a pledge that we entered into last November that we would pledge to work towards reducing our carbon footprint. So we were to receive a report back February meeting, which we did, indicating what we could do, what 5 points we could do to help reduce our carbon footprint. So some of those things we're already doing, for example, installing solar panels on council buildings, implementing education programs around what can be done to reduce reliance on remove to renewable energy, should I say. Things like that that we can actually do. Street lighting was all changed over some time ago. So things like that we're actually already doing. It makes better sense to actually reduce the carbon footprint, but also save the money.
All right. Now, last time we spoke, there was great anticipation regarding the Community Economic Development Fund.
Yeah, look, this is great. This is like something that hasn't been done before. So we're working in collaboration with, at this stage, two mining companies, being Bloomfield and Glencore, and our Community Social Economic Development Fund is now up and running. Two other councillors will join me on that committee, being Councillor Adamswaite and Councillor George. So we'll have our first meeting in April, and we won't see applications coming through at this stage, but we're looking forward to very near future. We'll be seeing the fund develop so that we can look at activities that increase the economic growth and foster innovation, support job growth, increase business opportunities, but also look at social opportunities that might be presented to the board to consider what programs can be delivered to support social opportunities and wellbeing in Singleton LGA. So those projects will come forward as an application to the board, and then the board will recommend to council the proceeding of those projects.
Looking forward to hearing more about that in the future. And before I let you go, what's happening with Bulga Coal?
Yeah, well, this is another one to add to the same fund. So we were signed off on $1 million to be directed to that fund from the Bulga Coal Optimisation Project Modification 3. So it'll be great to have that extra money flow into that fund, as well as seeing that project be able to progress.
Well, lots happening around the Singleton area. Mayor Sue Moore, thank you very much for keeping us update. We will speak again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.